Given current daf, Masech Tes Meid Katan Daf Chav, begin on the base, we're going to test Masel, begin with the Gemara, Oyla. That Tois comes to explain that he said if someone heard on the Yom Tov that a relative passed away. Now, that was still within 30 days. That's a Shmuel Kareva. But after Yom Tov is ready, over to Reish Meruchaika, that the halacha is that the regal is going to be as a different Masel, and Tois says, Oyla Loi, Pirish, what does that mean to say? That her regal, even though you're not even acting in Avelis, Oyla Min is going to count for the count of the 30 days. That is, that She'ina Noi Galiyam Echad, that ultimately, you're only going to have an Avelis of one day, like a Shmur Rechega. Like it says not the beginning of the Gemara, Kareya in the Kareya. So in the Gemara, there's a question. Someone has a Shmur Kareya in the Yom Tov, and after the Yom Tov becomes Rechega, do you tear Matzah Yom Tov, which Mechalik is Amiram? So I just explained, Dav Kikin Yizem Abaylid, specifically in such a situation that the Gemara had the question, ultimately, when he heard it on Yom Tov, there was an obligation to tear. It's just it couldn't because there's no halacha avelus on Yom Tov. But if you initially heard Shmur Chayka on the weekday, obviously in the Kriya Kala that you wouldn't do any kriya at all. A fellow of the ima even for one's father or mother. So the Gemara tells us later on. Kitanya, when do we say that you're going to tear it? Not during the Shiva, but chava of ima only for the dignity of father or mother. But you see, meikar adin, there is no such halacha. But Chamash Mal also to the Gemara previously sounds like this because the limit sitting Reb Chiya Shekar, we don't find Reb Chiya the tore kriya. Although ultimately, according to Rabbi Nachman's Girus, it was for his own father and mother, we don't find that story that he tore his garment at all. If you're going to say, wait a second, so then if it sounds like from there that he didn't tear for his father and mother, I might look at him, so why didn't the Gemara say, obviously you see that you're not supposed to do kriya, the question in the machlokes we have over here. What you can say is, maybe we don't bring a shmamino to infer, like we did a few things from that story, only from what we see that he did do. But we didn't see in the maybe you don't bring a proof of what you didn't see. However, but the fact that the Gemara doesn't ask at all, in Reb Chiya Kar, did Reb Chiya tear or not, mashma, that sounds like the inner talk of the Gemara, that one would not have to tear. But in the response of my Rebbe, my elder, he explains, the one does not tear for Shmur Chayka, I fell out love the Imai. So he says clearly that, yes, one would not go ahead and tear for one's parents, but in the Rin and in the Tosis of the Rebbe of the Rav, he's in doubt that maybe one would. Now, Tosis continues with something else. This Gemara says shortly that Misha in lecholik b'chulu, that if someone doesn't have any garment to tear during the Shiva, Tosis is wondering how's that possible that someone has no clothing at all. But it was borrowed from his friend. Who was filled up with tears already and there's nowhere to tear. Nearly says Tosis appears to me. That one should rely more al hag from the halachas gedolim of tzemach going. The inkodim lachalam and yomim, one does not tear after 30 days. Ella of v'yimah b'chag, only for one's parents. Or berachas avim regarding the bracha of the mourner, which in berachas avim you make a special bracha baruch menachem avim. So that nechel kubahag, that is machlekes in the halachas gedolim im shomer v'shabbos. If one heard about on Shabbos that a relative of his died, if one would have an obligation of making the bracha of the mourners, which the root of this doubt is because the Yesh Mefarshim, some explain the Nikur Devam Shavitzin, that's considered things that are discreet, and things that are discreet, you do act on Shabbos as a velsa, you'd have to make a bracha. Some say, no, give him a bracha, make him a velsa, since Berach Zemazin is with three, a Zimun, or a ten, with a bigger zeman, so love drum shabbat. It's not something that's discreet, and therefore one would not do those halachas of avelus on Shabbos. Something like says, "Must the beginning of the gemara b'chis nesuin regarding his married sister b'im of b'imim, whether it's from the same father, paternal, or whether from the same mother, which case is limit b'im of we don't have to say from the same father." Ela afal b'im and amid the chiddush is that even maternal married sister would have this halacha of mourning. Something like says, "Must the beginning of the gemara shnim shalem regarding their secondary, which perish." In other words, it means hanoylod him that's born for them. So let's say not his son, but his son's son, not his daughter, but his daughter's son. That's where the chiv is to participate. Of Bachem, of Nishasim, but regarding their brothers and their wives, which is born from their sons, which is his son's sister or his son's wife, that the Tesis Rav was in doubt in the name of his teacher. I don't know what the difference is. Ultimately, it's secondary, so why would it be any different? Seems like it says with the words Gemal Avi Aviv on his father's father, Al Ben Benayin, his son's son, which presbyters are Rabbi Shem Rabbi. The Hu Adin Avi Ima Yubas Bita simply would be his mother's father and his daughter's daughter, not specifically paternal. Continuing says Master begin with the words Gemara, but Apa Noga Avelus in front of her, in front of the wife, then you have to act in Avelis. Pishvatizes, Tais explains, B'chol din Avelis, meaning in all the laws of mourning. Means the sandal, not to wear shoes, Rechitza, not to bathe, Vesirim, not to anoint. But cool, and all these are Kozman Shehu Befanel, only when he's in front of him. Now, Perikam the Ksubis, the wording in Ksubis of Dalam, Beis Kome says, Ime Bebeis, when he's with him in the house. Which says, Vesheme Be'avadavka, maybe that's specifically when you, right in front. Vesheme Be'chalavais, maybe it's really because it's in the whole house that then you would have to have the halachas of Avelis. So he says, not to begin with the Gemara, Mechetz, they put him in the Bidagum. And she washes from his hands, his feet, which tastes as Bachamakama. That's talking about that when she's mourning, she washes with hot water. Because they're a little bit tiny, because if it was cold water, he numbered says even the mourner is permitted to do that for themselves. Next test at the beginning of the Zigmar, it's only with his father in law and his mother in law. Which, then, same thing as he, Mehegazimai, so too, when she has to assist him with his mourning, she has to conduct herself also. It's also only with her father in law and her mother in law. Ah, he says, this is what he said before, whether you have to mourn over their loft. When they die, you have to mourn with them. So that's regarding all other relatives. Like when his son's sitting Shiva, he has to sit Shiva also for his son's son. But regarding one spouse and his wife, there is a difference between his father and mother and all other relatives, that it would only have to be for her parents and his parents and not for any other relatives. Next says Nas in the beginning of the Gemara, Asabrei. Then his son came and cut him up and he tore again in front of him. Why? At least Nagimai Avelis to conduct himself with Avelis in front of his son, because that's the primary chiyuv is to mourn with him. So it says, but it's a one, but keeping the karakah once he already tore, you think there's an obligation of tearing in front of the relatives? So it says, maybe Lashem Inan, maybe just coming to tell us that because the mourning should be in front of him. But Rav Pirush, and Ra explains that actually, when it says his son came and he tore in front of him, it's actually the son. The Fisha Memer Karma Yushaba Memer tore when he was sitting. His son is coming to remind him, Shruta, that he made a mistake, Likrami Yushab, that he tore when he was sitting. So by Kriza also Benishla Memer, this tearing that was actually the son of a Memer. But they cut in this Kamemer, and through that a Memer recalled, but Karma published name moment, and then yes, he tore again, but he did it standing, which was the only correct way, and the first one that he did sitting was not effective.